We also had the rookie draft on Friday, and one player who was picked up is Adam Markham, who's onto the Richmond list, the 23-year-old selected by the Tigers at pick 47. He's been good enough to join us on Sunday Sports Central. G'day, Adam.
Hi, Brett. Hi, Rowan. Thanks for having me, boys.
Mate, no worries.
Great to have you on. You are a teacher. In fact, you were at school on Friday morning. Tell us how the news sort of got relayed to you, how you found out.
Yeah, it was a bit of a crazy day on Friday, that's for sure. So I was watching it live in the office with a few of the colleagues who funnily enough, are Richmond supporters. So there was a few screams and a few shouts when the name came out at 47, that's for sure. So, yeah, it was a bit of a crazy day.
What school is it, Adam?
It's Penleigh and Essendon Grammar School in Keilor. So.
Yeah, okay. No, that's interesting. I think you might have a bit of trouble because I did see a few tweets flying around about students running amok, being left unsupervised after you'd buggered off to the club. Did you manage to get an emergency teacher to replace you?
Yeah, it mustn't have been my class, mate. That doesn't sound like me.
So. You're a bit of a disciplinarian, are you?
Yeah, that's me. I was all over it. They were, you know, I'm very lucky that they were extremely understanding and also aware that it could have ended up like this. So the school have been extremely supportive and they've really looked after me. So
do you teach there?
I'm a PE and health teacher there. So this is my first year there and, you know, love teaching as well. I love my footy, but also love my teaching. So I've had a fantastic experience there as well.
Yeah. Well, obviously, must have been fantastic emotions for you just to hear your name there, having been through the ringer before. I think you were first drafted 2010, is that right?
Yeah, so my first draft in 2010, and I think it's six drafts later that I've finally got my crack. So it's been a while. It's been a few watch drafts with nothing happened. So it was nice to finally get a result.
So what do you think made the difference this time? Do you think you have risen to a higher level, or do you think clubs have sort of adjusted their thinking about mature age players?
I honestly think it's probably a bit of both. I think I've developed my game and continued learning and persisting and just, you know, getting better and better each year. And I think what obviously Kane Lambert's done at Richmond this year has sort of shown that you can make that transition from VFL footy to AFL. And I know that there are many, many really great VFL footballers out there that, you know, deserve the chance to get drafted. So it was great to see. I think it was 8 in total. This year, so you know, I was really happy to see so many boys from the VFL get an opportunity.
So, Adam, just your own mindset. You know, you're playing VFL, the Northern Blues, Williamstown. As Rowan said, you were drafted initially 2010, and then it doesn't quite go to plan. Do you, you know, does your mindset sort of change that? Okay, well, it is what it is, and I'll just go about my footy. Or is there still that burning ambition inside you that I still want to reach the heights of AFL level? Just take us through how the mind sort of has worked over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so there definitely has been some ups and downs, and I guess the one thing that I always kept in the back of my mind was just to make sure that I'm continually improving and continually learning. So I never wanted to stagnate or just stay at the same, I guess, level that I'd been playing at. So luckily enough, I always had the drive to keep getting better, and hopefully that's something that holds me in good stead at Richmond as well.
And you, that is true that you don't stop learning, isn't it? I had a chat during the week to Sam Menegola, who's gone to Geelong, and he was talking about that. I mean, he'd been cast in tagging roles, and this year playing for Subiaco, played a lot more as an inside mid. And a lot of people would think, you know, gee, that's not much difference. But he said, it took a lot of retraining in terms of how he was positioning himself at stoppages, using his body to check opponents. There's a lot of subtleties in the game now at senior level that aren't just instinctive. You've got to really learn them like a student would learn lessons at school, right?
Yes, absolutely spot on. So I think I'm lucky enough to have been coached by Andrew Collins, who's, you know, done so much this year with me in terms of defensively and things like bringing teammates into games and many of the subtleties that you mentioned, like body positioning. So I guess all those little strings you can add to your sort of armour, I guess, is what's held me in good stead and what's allowed me to sort of hopefully get this chance. So, yeah, I completely agree with you.
Adam Markham with us here on Sunday Sports Central has been picked up by the Tigers in Friday's rookie draft at pick 47. Just your discussions with Damien Hardwick, what's the chat been about the expectations and what you can add to the Tigers list? He this week has said that he feels confident Richmond have the squad that can elevate them sort of into that top four and be a real contender.
Yeah, so I've just briefly met Damien on Friday afternoon, and and everyone at the club's been extremely welcoming. So I'm sure there'll be some more discussions throughout the week about my role and setting some aims and objectives for me, particularly this pre-season. I assume it's going to be a lot about, you know, increasing fitness and strength and skills. And I think there'll sort of be an ongoing discussion about where they see my role within the club.
What about, Adam, the influence of your dad? Now, I'm old enough to have seen his career, and I was a big VFA fan, and he was a star. He was a seriously good player with Preston, and a bit of a cult figure as well. How much have you been influenced by him, and how big a role does he continue to play in your footy?
Yeah, Dad's had a...
Sorry, Adam, it's Adrian Marcon for those uninitiated.
Yeah.
He could really play.
Yeah, no, he was a great player back in his day, and I guess we were probably different players. I think he was more the high-flying goal sneak, but he's been able to definitely impart a lot of his knowledge, and he follows my game extremely closely and gives me a lot of great feedback, you know, both positive and constructive. So I think his ability to keep me learning and improving is something that's really driven me to sort of get to this point. So I'm unsure if I could have done it without him, to be honest.
Good days down at Cramer Street. Was he there,
He played in the flags, didn't he, Adam? I'm pretty sure he played in the 83 and 84 Preston flags.
Yeah, so there was back-to-back. I think it might have been 83, 84 down at Cramer Street. So, yeah, very good days.
Was Jamie Shaw playing then?
Yeah. Jamie Shaw came in on the tail end. Yeah. He might have... Jamie Shaw might have been there for one of those flags, I think.
He came to Fitzroy after Preston. Yeah. He kicked 170 in a season.
The power sides of that era were Port. Port were just on the tail end of their dominance. Preston, Geelong West were... Yep. In fact, I remember... I'm a bit of a train spotter with this stuff. I remember Preston beat Geelong West in 83 and they beat Frankston to win in 84. Ray Shaw was captain coach. So... Yeah, I sort of miss those days. Does your dad crap on about the old days a bit too much, like all those old blokes do?
Yeah, he does. Absolutely spot on. So from all reports, I had a great side, and he talks a lot about Jamie Shaw and, I guess, the old-fashioned footballers, and there's definitely a lot of great stories, and it sounds like they were a pretty talented side.
Adam, great to catch up. Obviously, there's some adjustments to be made. Now you've been teaching, now you go on the rookie list at Richmond. So tell us how that sort of works in terms of, you know, having to go back into the AFL sort of system.
Yeah, it's something that I've always, you know, really had my eye on is to be a part of that 24/7 environment. So I'm aware that the hard work starts now, and everything's sort of in the past, and I'm starting afresh. So I'm really looking forward to getting down to work and hopefully, you know, improving a lot and, you know, being a really integral part of the Richmond Footy Club. So that's something that definitely excites me, and I'm really driven to keep improving, like I said.
And just a quick one, coming from that phys ed teaching background, are you going to be at loggerheads with the Richmond fitness staff telling them what they should be doing, or are you just going to shut up and do what they tell you to?
Yeah, very much the latter, boy. So I think I'll just put my head down and bum up and just work hard.
Yeah, no, good tip. You don't want to get on the wrong side of dinner. No. He's a pretty fierce customer.
That's it.
Adam, congratulations, mate. All the best.
Yeah, good
Hopefully
luck.
It's a great journey at 23 years of age.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the chat, boys.